Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving into a deep and comprehensive analysis of Northern Dynasty Minerals Ltd., ticker symbol NAC, a company that's been on the radar for many investors in the mining and materials space. If you're curious about whether this stock could be a hidden gem or a risky bet, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage with a quick overview of what Northern Dynasty Minerals is all about. This isn't your everyday household name, so a little context goes a long way. Northern Dynasty is a mineral exploration company based out of Vancouver, Canada, primarily focused on one massive project, the Pebble Copper Gold Molybdenum Project in Alaska. This isn't just any project, it's one of the largest undeveloped copper and gold resources in the world. But, as you'll see, it comes with some big challenges too. They're listed on the NYSE American under the ticker NAC, and they've been in the game since 1983, working to bring this project to life. So, let's dig deeper into who they are and what drives their business. Northern Dynasty Minerals Ltd. is laser-focused on exploration rather than production, which means they're not generating revenue from mining just yet. Their crown jewel, the Pebble Project, is a joint venture through their subsidiary, Pebble Limited Partnership. The project sits on a massive deposit in southwest Alaska, estimated to hold billions of pounds of copper, millions of ounces of gold, and significant molybdenum resources. The potential here is enormous, but it's been mired in controversy and regulatory hurdles for years, largely due to environmental concerns and opposition from local communities. Led by CEO Ronald William Thiessen, the company is part of the basic materials sector, specifically in the industrial materials industry, and they've got a market cap of around $823 million as of the latest figures. That's the big picture. Now let's talk numbers. When it comes to revenue, well, there's not much to report here because Northern Dynasty is still in the exploration phase. They're not pulling ore out of the ground and selling it yet, so their income statements show zero revenue for the past several years, including 2025. That's not unusual for a company at this stage. Everything hinges on getting the Pebble Project past regulatory barriers and into development. Without revenue segments or geographic breakdowns to analyze, the focus shifts to their costs and how they're managing their cash burn while pushing this project forward. So, let's move to their earnings and see how they're holding up financially. Looking at their earnings over the past few years, it's clear Northern Dynasty is operating at a loss, which again, isn't surprising for an exploration company. In 2025, their net income was a loss of about $104 million, with an earnings per share of negative 19 cents. Compare that to 2024, where they reported a loss of $36.1 million, or negative $0.07 per share, and 2023, with a loss of $15.8 million, or negative $0.04 per share. You can see the losses have widened significantly in the most recent year, likely tied to increased spending or write-downs as they navigate legal and regulatory challenges with the Pebble Project. The key takeaway? They're burning through cash without a revenue stream, so their financial runway and ability to raise capital are critical. Let's dive deeper into their financial statements to understand their position better. Peeking at Northern Dynasty's balance sheet, there are some interesting points to note. As of the end of 2025, they had about $54.7 million in cash and cash equivalents, up significantly from $16.1 million in 2024. Total assets stood at $121 million, while total liabilities were around $103 million, leaving them with a stockholders' equity of just $17.7 million, a pretty thin margin. Their current ratio is below 1 at 0.55, which signals they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without raising more funds. On the cash flow side, they used about $23.2 million in operating activities in 2025, though they did see a net increase in cash of $38.6 million thanks to financing and investing activities. Return on equity is deeply negative at over 231%, reflecting those heavy losses. The picture here is a company with some cash to work with, but they're in a precarious spot if they can't move the Pebble Project forward. Let's see how the market values them with that in mind. Valuing a company like Northern Dynasty is tricky because there's no revenue or positive earnings to base traditional metrics on. Their price-to-earnings ratio is negative, sitting at 11.29, which reflects ongoing losses. With a market cap of $823 million and an enterprise value of around $1.1 billion, the market is pricing in a lot of future potential for the Pebble project. Their beta is super low at 0.22, meaning the stock doesn't move much with the broader market, more tied to company-specific news and regulatory updates. Without forward PE estimates or sales multiples to lean on, valuation here is speculative. Investors are essentially betting on whether the project gets approved and becomes a cash cow down the line. Let's break down the strengths and weaknesses to get a clearer view. All right, let's run through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons of Northern Dynasty Minerals. Starting with strengths, they've got a world-class asset in the Pebble project. We're talking billions of pounds of copper and millions of ounces of gold, huge potential if they can develop it. They also have a decent cash position right now, with over $54 million on hand, giving them some runway to operate. On the weaknesses side, the lack of revenue is a glaring issue. They're bleeding cash with no income, and their equity is razor thin compared to liabilities. Opportunities? If they can overcome regulatory hurdles, the Pebble project could be a game changer, especially with rising demand for copper in green energy applications. But the threats are massive. Environmental opposition, legal battles, and regulatory denials have stalled them for years. Plus, recent news shows law firms investigating potential claims against them for securities violations, which adds another layer of risk. It's a high-stakes gamble here. Let's check how the stock has been performing lately. Looking at Northern Dynasty's recent stock performance, it's been a wild ride. Over the past week, the stock is down a staggering 41.96%, and over the past month, it's dropped 36.89%. Zoom out to 3 months, and it's still down 13.33%. However, if you look further back, there's some green. The stock is up 53.79% over 6 months, and a solid 88.24% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's gained 59.29%, though that's off a low base. Currently trading around 49 cents, the stock recently crossed above its 200-day moving average, hitting a high of 2.19 cents before pulling back. This volatility screams speculative trading, likely driven by news around legal updates or project milestones. For short-term moves, watch for catalysts like court rulings on their summary judgment case in Alaska. Long-term, it's all about whether they can get Pebble off the ground. Let's wrap up with some thoughts on intrinsic value. Now, calculating an intrinsic value for Northern Dynasty is more art than science at this stage. Since they have no revenue or positive cash flows, traditional discounted cash flow models don't apply cleanly. Instead, we have to think about the potential value of the Pebble project if it reaches production. Some industry estimates suggest the deposit could be worth billions if developed, based on the sheer size of the resources. But with so many unknowns, permitting, capital costs, and timelines, it's impossible to pin down a precise number. So without a concrete DCF or comparable valuation to share, I'll say this. The current market cap of $823 million seems to reflect a discounted bet on future success. If the project gets the green light, the upside could be massive, potentially valuing the company in the multi-billion dollar range. But if regulatory walls stay up, the stock could crater. It's a binary outcome, and your risk tolerance will dictate whether this fits your portfolio. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. All right, folks, that's the deep dive on Northern Dynasty Minerals Ltd. To sum it up, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. The Pebble Project could be a gold mine, literally, if they can navigate the regulatory maze and community opposition. But right now, they're a cash-burning exploration company with no revenue and mounting losses. Recent stock volatility shows the market's uncertainty, and legal investigations add another red flag. For long-term investors, this might be a speculative hold if you believe in copper's future and their ability to push through. For others, it's probably too risky unless you're comfortable with a potential total loss. What do you think? Are you bullish on NAC, or do you see too many roadblocks? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, And don't forget to like and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Catch you in the next video.